welcome to another episode of Cincy 5 o'clock Tales. I'm Molly Wellman with my good friend Abby Cummins from Everything Cincinnati, and we're here to share with you a little bit of Cincinnati's past, present, and future.
We're so happy that you guys are going to be joining us, but we ask that you please like, share, and save this podcast. Today, we're very excited to have our special guest, Eric Kearney, with the Greater Cincinnati African American Chamber. But first, Molly, what are we sipping on today?
So we are sipping on, I'm calling it the Dabney. The Dabney. It really is a play on an old cocktail called the Brown Buster, which was one of the cocktails in Tom Bullock's Ideal Bartender Cocktail Book of 1917. So this is wonderful. If you stay tuned to the end of this podcast, I will be showing you exactly how to make this cocktail so you can make it at home.
All right, Eric, tell us a little bit of background about yourself, about the chamber, things you guys have going on. We're so excited you're here, and yeah, let's take a deep dive into it.
Well, wait a minute. First, cheers.
Cheers.
And wait.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yeah.
Salute.
Salute to you all.
Mmm.
That's delicious.
Molly, you did a great job. You put your foot in it, as they say. It's wonderful. And thank you for the reference, the historical reference to Dabney. That's really wonderful.
Yes, he's a really awesome dude.
Yeah. Abby, so thank you very much for thinking of me. I greatly appreciate it. Yes. Again, my name's Eric Kearney, and I am fortunate enough to be the second gentleman of Cincinnati because my wife is vice mayor of Cincinnati. So yes. I carry that title around. My friends like to tease me about it, so that's always good. But I'm a lawyer by training and practiced law for a number of years here in Cincinnati and then got into politics. I was a state senator for a while. And then now I'm fortunate enough and blessed enough to be president of the African American Chamber of Commerce. 2024 is going to be a great year for us. We're going to do a lot of exciting things. We just finished with our annual meeting in January. But in February, we're having a speaker series that'll start off about how do you create wealth? So we're going to get some people who have been successful, perhaps a little bit older and more experienced, and they're going to share their experiences with us. Also, we're planning this year to do one trip, not multiple trips.
Let's go on multiple trips.
Right.
Where are we going?
Just one, right. Just one to interface with other business people.
Oh, cool.
And then we're going to partner any chance we get with other organizations because that really makes Cincinnati stronger when you work together and you work with other people.
There have been so many collaborations that I've been able to be a part of. Molly and I actually collaborate together on a lot of stuff outside of this podcast. But I think that's something that is special about Cincinnati.
Yes, I would agree.
I feel like there's a lot of collaboration over competition.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. It does make our city stronger.
Yeah.
Big time.
In the economic development space, I know that chambers of commerce work together, like the Hispanic Chamber, the Indian Asian Chamber, and the European Chamber, and all those get together and work.
And then just the networking that happens with the different businesses that are able to meet one another. That has always been something that I've been super passionate about, connecting people to one another, but then seeing those connections come to life and something happen from them. And for everything Cincy, if you're part of that, you know that I will always introduce you to whoever you ask me to introduce you to. And I'm glad that the chambers are all doing collaborations and things like that.
So, Abby, I have to say that to me is one of your strong suits. So I remember when I first met you, you came by and you were very assertive and self-confident. And I liked that. I mean, you were like, listen, I'm going to give this a go. Can you help me? What can we do together? And I really like that, I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah. So Eric and the Greater Cincinnati African American Chamber were one of the first chamber, I think actually the very first chamber to partner with Everything Cincy.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that exciting?
Yes. That's wonderful.
I very much appreciate your all support. Three on year three. So that's been great. So you said something about a trip. Where is that trip going to be?
Well, we're thinking about Atlanta, and what we're trying to do is cross-pollinate some of our businesses here with other businesses in Atlanta, for instance. So it's some people call it a fly-in, and so you go in and you meet with other business people, and it's just a networking opportunity to see if perhaps there's some businesses in Atlanta who might want to work with businesses in Cincinnati and vice versa. And also, it's a little bit fun, have to admit. Yeah. So that's what we're thinking about.
I've gotten to do something like that with the Convention and Visitors Bureau of Cincinnati.
Oh, okay.
Into Washington, D.C. And it is really, it's really exciting to do that. And I think it's really important, too. Mm-hmm. And I love, you know, whenever you get to go to another city and be like, Cincinnati, let's go. Yeah.
And you also realize, like, things aren't so bad, and you get to see how other people have navigated life and found a way to become successful.
It's
so
true.
That's always good.
I always say, like, I love to go. If I go out of town, I'm always looking for things that they're doing that we are not doing.
Yes.
And then it's like, all right, if they're successful at it, let's take it back home and duplicate that.
But do it the Cincinnati way.
But doing it the Cincinnati way. Yeah, with the twist.
Right.
But I always think that's fun to be able to go and see other cities and how they're achieving goals and stuff like that, and then to bring it home. But every time I go to town, I always am excited to come back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I am Cincinnati through and through.
Same. Are you from Cincinnati originally?
Yes. I grew up in Cincinnati in a little community called Hollydale, which is in Springfield Township.
Very cool.
Yeah. Just kind of near Glendale and Forest Park and Lincoln Heights, that area. And so I'm very much Cincinnati, born and bred. My wife is born and bred here. And so we're big advocates and fans of Cincinnati.
And I love your wife, too. She's so lovely.
Thank you very much.
She's awesome.
Making great changes and leading our city in a great way. So you and your wife obviously play big roles here in the city of Cincinnati. What are some things that you guys like to do if you put your work down, you're going to have a night out, or you're going to go on a date night, and you're going to have some fun? Walk me through what something like that would look like for you guys.
Okay, date night? No, I'm just kidding.
Uh-oh, don't get in trouble on this podcast. You take her on dates. Yeah.
So typically we like to do things that our kids like to do. And our daughter, she lives in New York. She's 26. So when she comes home, we might go to a restaurant that she likes. So we went to Solstice recently.
Yes.
And our son, who is 19 and a sophomore second year at Miami, he likes to go out to various restaurants. And so that's restaurants, I would say, are number one. So that's, entertainment in Cincinnati. Yeah. Restaurants in Cincinnati are super great.
Our culinary scene is awesome.
It's really a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And I like to go around to different spots. So I was in Roselawn recently and went to a Japanese restaurant there, which who would ever expect?
Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. It was really great. Their menu is very limited, so they like to concentrate on things that they do well.
Well, yeah.
And so I like that a great deal. And then, you know, if you go into OTR or if you go into other neighborhoods, Price Hill has some things that are going on. Northern Kentucky does as well.
Yeah.
So we want to show a little bit of love to the Commonwealth.
Yes.
And so there are a lot of great things that are going on across Cincinnati on the culinary scene.
Yeah. What would you say, Molly, what is one of your favorite restaurants right now? Cincinnati.
That's the hardest.
Putting you on the spot.
It is. That is one of the hardest questions because there's so many great ones. I just went to Fifth on Vine the other day, and I had a wonderful meal there. Great experience. I always judge the cocktails, and they made a beautiful cocktail for me.
Okay.
I was so impressed. And the bartenders were just wonderful. So that's where I've been lately. And it was great. I loved it. But I love going to all the restaurants. There's not one restaurant in the city I could say that I wouldn't go to, honestly.
Have you ever gone to 6 in the Morning? That's it's a breakfast place. They really do a great job.
It's
really cool.
I've heard great things, and I hear that they're moving.
Yes.
Where are they moving to?
Branch.
Branch. And, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's
the
right.
Old Branch location.
Yeah, that's because I used to have a bar up there in East Walnut Hills, and that is such a lovely location. I cannot wait. I have not been yet, but I cannot wait to check them out.
Yeah, cool. It's really good. They do a great job. Yeah.
I love the name. The name is great, 6 in the Morning.
Yeah, I eat way too much there.
Yeah. I have never been, though, to Boca. And that is one place I have had so many people recently be like, oh, Boca, Boca. I've been to Soto.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, after the last podcast, we went to Soto.
We toured up.
And
oh, you did?
We sat down at the bar, and then they were like, oh, that's Molly Wellman. And they're like,
so they got a little nervous?
Yeah, we have to make sure this cocktail is perfect. Uh-huh. And they used her new gin. Have you had it?
No, I have not.
Oh my gosh.
I got to have it.
Do you like gin?
Yes, I'd like, yes, any spirit. I'm pretty much on it.
I just need to bring a bottle of my gin every podcast. Right. I'm so sorry I did not bring one today.
Now, what's it called?
It's called Cincinnati Gin. I wanted to do an homage.
Clear name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is very clear.
Right.
But all the botanicals are inspired by what grows at our Chrome Conservatory.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's fascinating.
So it's all like, if you go in a Chrome Conservatory, we have all these amazing plants. Well, I was like, that's gin to me,
Right. So where can I get it?
You can get it anywhere. You can get it across the river. You can get it at Jungle Gyms, anywhere they sell liquor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Smooth. I'll look for it. It's okay, really good.
Mm-hmm. It's as beautiful as Cincinnati.
Oh, wow.
That's her tagline. I mean, it makes sense.
The straight unofficial for martinis. One. Yeah, right. It is. Yeah. Oh, I like you. You drink martinis too. I love it. Okay. So, one of the things, like, you're very passionate about Cincinnati.
Yes.
And that's one of the things I really think is really cool about you. Mm-hmm. What drives your passion for this city?
What I love about Cincinnati is the opportunity to meet really great people, and it's not that hard. So think if you lived in a big city like Chicago, you'd never get to meet Molly, or you'd never get to meet Abby, right? Or if you did, you'd have to go through 5 or 6 layers of people.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
It's
but
true.
Cincinnati, you can meet very influential people. You can meet a Fortune 500 CEO, or you can meet an entrepreneur, and it's very, very easy. And people here, I think, are receptive to meeting people and making new relationships. So I would say that is a strength of Cincinnati.
I love that. What
I'm passionate about.
I love that. And if you could define our city, how would you define it? In one word. I know it's a really hard thing.
That's really too hard, Molly.
It is.
Come on.
I know.
One word?
One word. I mean, at least three.
One to three words. How's that?
One word.
I just always am curious to the people the people who are so passionate about our city. Like, how do you define our city?
Iconic.
Yeah. So I would think, I think of Cincinnati as Cincinnatians as being very earnest people.
Yeah.
And I think this is a developing and growing city. So that's a lot of words, but
that's the way
I think of it. Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I asked a friend of mine, Jeff Birding. Mm-hmm. I was like, we were on a panel together about how we would define Cincinnati. And, we came up with, well, we're tatted up, but we're buttoned up.
I love it. We like to have fun, but we also know when to get down to business with work and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, I love that.
I don't know if we could put that on a
put it on a
t-shirt. We're tatted up, but we're buttoned up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Welcome to Cincinnati.
We'll have to give it to Means and he can make a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yes. Shout out to Means.
I would totally wear that.
Yeah. There you go. There's your next venture. Clothing line.
Right.
So, Eric, I know you obviously are passionate, involved. What are some of like the boards or other organizations that you're a part of and involved with?
So I'd like to serve on boards of nonprofit organizations. So the Cincinnati Art Museum, Contemporary Art Museum are two. Legal Aid Society is another. The Cincinnati Squash Academy is another one. So there are a lot of different boards that I serve on, and I don't want to go through all of them because I'll forget one, and then people will get really mad.
Yeah.
People will get super mad at me. But BI3 is another one. They do really great work. So I've been very fortunate to do that type of work. Ronald McDonald House. So,
yeah. That's awesome. I feel like giving back is such an important part of the journey, especially in entrepreneurship or just like as a Cincinnatian, I went to Notre Dame Academy, and our tagline was women making a difference.
Oh,
and that making a difference has always like stuck in my head. And I always tell my friends and other people, I'm like, if you're not involved in a nonprofit or some sort of give back work, like you should, because it's very time consuming at times. But once you're there, and I'm like, this is the best time I could have spent, mm-hmm. you know, doing this type of work. So
I didn't know M&D's.
No.
Uh-oh.
I'm Notre Dame in Kentucky. But shout out to Mount Notre Dame, too.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Notre Dame Academy.
Okay.
I'm a Northern Kentucky gal.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yep. I don't think I realized that.
Yeah.
But I went to St. X where they said men for others.
Men's for others?
Men
for
others.
Oh, for like go out and help others?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Molly, where did you go to high school?
Oh, I went to Coleraine.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Wait, what isn't that?
I went to Macaulay for 1 year.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. I was Molly from Macaulay, so I hung out with a lot of Xavier. It was always a lot of fun. You know, with Sal and Xavier, you know.
Right.
And a little bit of Elder, you know. Yeah. But I graduated from Coleraine.
Yep.
Don't you feel Cardinals. Like that is like the Cincinnati question? Where did you go to high school?
It is, for sure. Mm-hmm. I ask, from the West Side, I ask it all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
People do.
If you want your community to be a certain way, you have to go out and be a part of it somehow.
Yes.
Whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're on boards, whether mm-hmm. you're just a customer or a patron, or just coming downtown, you know, being a part of your city is really important to make it the best city it could possibly be. And if you're an entrepreneur, especially, you can't just open a business and think, okay, I'm just going to open a business and not do anything else. You have to be a part of the community somehow. Right. You really do. So that's always
a very good point.
Always been a goal of mine when I was had the bars. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Join June Bug Jewelry and Molly Wellman for a Valentine's or Galentine's Day sip and shop. You'll get first access to Junebug's latest designs, which will feature several special Valentine's Day themed designs with meaning and sophistication. Also enjoy one of Molly Wellman's special cocktails using her Cincinnati Gin. All Junebug jewelry will be 15% off to everyone who comes to the shopping party. Okay, so there's been a lot of we've gone over culinary stuff, high school stuff, but is there anything that you think right now Cincinnati could be doing better at, or something that you would like to see happen in Cincinnati in the future?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
So this is what I would like for people in Cincinnati to do. I think that we sometimes are too segregated.
Yes.
And I would like for people of different cultures, backgrounds, races to get together more. And so I try and do that at the African American Chamber of Commerce. We have a program called Grow Together that we do with the CRBC, where we get business people to connect with each other. But I try and do that in my life in a lot of different ways. And connecting people from different backgrounds, I think, is really the number one thing that I would like to see Cincinnati do.
I literally couldn't agree more.
Same.
And mm-hmm. I have always said, and maybe we're going to cultivate it from this podcast, but I've always said we need an event where we bring all cultures together and you have the opportunity to meet all of these different people, because I always feel like it's if you bring people together, they're going to mingle and stuff. But I feel like if there's not that opportunity for them to come together, then it's just more comfortable to stay within who they know or who they feel comfortable within. Mm-hmm.
And also learning about other cultures and celebrating other cultures.
Yes.
You know,
right.
I think that's so important.
Mm-hmm.
I love learning about all the other cultures. It's amazing. I really do. I mean,
well, I guess as a bartender, you have to know everybody, right?
You do. You really do. You don't judge anyone until they give you a reason to judge. When they walk in that bar, if they drink too much, then okay. All right, buddy.
Yeah, that's awesome, though. I'm glad that you brought that up, because I do think that's something we could do more of something that I would love to be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we have to do.
Yes. Well, Molly, you can do the bar. Eric, you can get all the chambers together.
Yes.
I'll promote the event.
Right. So we've got it covered.
I'll plan the event from top to bottom. And there we go.
Done and done.
No, that would be awesome, though.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is there anything else, Miles, that you would have to add in that you would like to see?
I agree with you, Eric. I would love to see more. I would love to. First of all, just being, being from my background, I'd love to learn more about different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
And and be able to celebrate them. I don't know as much as I should. Like a couple weeks ago, I learned about, being a part of the Jewish, our Jewish community,
sure.
Which was fascinating. It was awesome. And uh-huh. Now I want to know everything,
Yeah.
So I do research. I'm writing a book. And as I do research on different cultures that we had here in Cincinnati through drinking, I get so excited. So I would love to know
that's
more
wonderful.
About that. Yeah.
Oh, that's
and
really
be
great.
Able to tell those stories as well. Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. that's important.
Yeah.
Do you have any ideas or suggestions that you think would work or that would bring people together from different cultures?
Well, one thing that we used to do, it was an event that I planned when I was not a chamber president, but was in public service, is we had four as one. So we had the Chinese chamber, the Hispanic chamber, the Asian Indian chamber, and the African American chamber got together, and we held an event at the, what's the carousel? What's that place down there?
By the river.
Smale
Park.
Right, Smale. And so that really brought people together a lot. And so I thought that was really great. And then there's certain events in Cincinnati, some charitable events, where you get a lot of people from different neighborhoods and backgrounds and things like that. So there are opportunities, and Cincinnati can do it, and so we've just got to be more intentional. I think that's the proper word.
Yeah,
I agree.
I love it.
More intentional.
Yeah. That's a goal
more
for all of us for 2024.
Definitely.
Okay, we will be intentional.
Yes. We will be intentional.
We will be intentional. We will do it.
Yes.
I love it.
Cincinnati Chili Week is almost here, and for 1 week, February 19th through the 25th, Gold Star is serving up 3 delicious deals for every member of the family, even the adventurous types. Like cheese conies? It's 2 for $5. More of a way person? Grab any regular 3, 4, or 5 way for just $6. Prefer to live on the wild side? $7 is all you need for a mouth-watering single chili burger plus their unforgettable crinkle-cut fries. Details at goldstarchili.com. No purchase necessary. Ends February 25th, 2024. Open to Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky residents 18 years or older.
All right, let's do the quick three. So we're going to ask 3 quick questions, and these are going to be quick response answers, and we're going to shout out some local businesses. So starting with Eric, and then we'll go to you, Molly, and then I'll chime in. All right, Eric, what is one of your favorite local coffee shops in the city?
Cream and Sugar. They make the best London Fog.
I went there a few weeks ago, my first time, and I'm like, no way. How have I not been here? It's great. Love that one.
I know where it is. Coffee shops?
Yes.
I don't drink coffee. So, but I do like Coffee Emporium because they have a walnut tea that I really mm-hmm. love, and it's always been right around the corner from my bar, so
yeah,
I would always go get there.
Too.
But they're fantastic. But all the coffee shops, also Muse up in
Western Camp Washington.
She's in Westwood.
Westwood.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I just love that place so much. Mm-hmm. And they have a good bourbon selection. So,
not going for
the coffee, but.
I'm a frequent flyer of Black Coffee downtown.
Okay, yeah.
I love everything they do there. And mm-hmm. so, all right, next question. If you were going somewhere to watch a sporting event, where would you choose to go in Cincinnati? Is there a local bar or anywhere you would go to be like, you know what, the Reds are playing today. I think I'm going to.
I might go to Bar 29 or Cinema OTR.
Okay.
I love Cinema.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They are fantastic. And they make great drinks there, too.
Oh, just okay.
Miles, what would your quick go-to be?
I like to cuddle up at home. But if I'm going out,
Do you like BW3s
no,
or something
gosh,
like that?
No. They have to have a good bourbon selection.
They have to have good bourbon. Bourbon is important.
It is important.
Right?
So Molly's going anywhere they have a good bourbon selection.
Pretty much, yeah. And a good TV, I guess.
Yeah. I would say somewhere down on the banks. I feel the energy is always good down on the banks. Mm-hmm. And there's always, they have great TVs and all of this stuff. Actually, you know what? I love watching... They have the big TV that hangs off of the Red Stadium.
Yeah.
That big screen.
I like that.
And the picture on it is really good because, sometimes if it's outside, it can be pixelated. It's fun when I'm excited for the weather to get warmer. I know we're only in February, but the opening day for the Reds is going to be here before we know it. I know. But it's a fun area out there.
It is.
All right. Last quick question. Where would you go to listen to live music in the city?
Ooh, I know. Oh, okay. So now there's a place in Newport that I went to last year that I had never been to before. And it's, what's it called? It's right there on the river. Okay, I can't remember.
Is it on the levee or?
Yeah. Not in Newport, in Covington.
Covington, on the river.
It's new, kind of a new facility. But anyway, I like Riverbend. I think that's a nice place.
Yeah. You're thinking of Megacorp.
Yeah.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, that's a really nice theater. Okay.
They've been doing a lot of awesome stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Giving the name to my
no, well, it is literally on like it is like Newport, and then it's like you take literally Covington is right here.
Yeah, exactly.
Miles, where would you go?
So I love going to Nostalgia. The jazz there is awesome. Oh yeah, I freaking love it. And sometimes Motor, but as I get older, I like to have some more chill than rock and roll.
Yeah.
So
I love going to the bar at Prime Cincinnati.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And on the weekends, they have music in there and like having dinner and a drink at the bar, which is a little bit more casual. And then they have the music going. And
what's a club they have down in the basement? That private club? Yeah, Bourbon. Ratskeller? What's it called?
So we're cool. Both a member, but we...
Oh, you're members? Well, you got to get me in.
We're going to go.
It's a bourbon club. It's awesome.
I've been there once. It's really neat.
Yeah, we love. Shout out to Nelson because he does a great job with Street City Pub, Prime, and the Secret Bourbon Club that they have going on there.
Wonderful.
Secret. Not anymore.
Yeah. No, I mean, they want people to know about it, but I guess you can't just. I don't know. I heard some people can just walk up and go in on certain nights, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
Get more information at primecincinnati.com.
Okay.
All right, last shout out. Let's all shout out since it is Black History Month and we have so many great Black-owned businesses in Cincinnati. And I'm excited and hopefully want to learn more about Black-owned businesses in 2024 and see more come to life. But this is going to be a hard question to ask you because there's going to be so many that you work with. But what is one Black-owned business that you would want to shout out?
Okay. I'm going to avoid answering that question directly and ask people to go to theaachamber.com. Yes. And there's a list there. We list all of our members. And so you can find a great business there. And so that's the best way for me to answer that.
Eric, that is the best answer.
Yes.
That is a great way around it.
Right, I want to keep my job.
Yeah. Right, Miles,
So one of my favorite is June Bug down on Vine Street.
I love Dawn.
She is one of my favorite people in this whole city.
And her mom is great too.
Oh, I haven't met her mom, but I've heard great things. But when you walk into June Bug, first of all, her jewelry is amazing, but she is a ray of sunshine.
Yeah, her energy is incredible.
A literal ray of sunshine. And anytime I'm feeling down, I'm just like, I need to go see Dawn.
She's a partner with Everything Cincy too. And she literally hand makes all of that. It is insane.
She's so talented. I love her.
I've got to shout out Means Cameron for my Black-owned business, things he does with Black Coffee and Black-owned. He doesn't stop. He has gotten a lot of awards recently. Hopefully we have him as a guest on our show soon, but his schedule's busy. He's doing a lot for the city, and I love how the Bengals have had the partnership with him.
Yes.
And the clothing line, honestly, is just great. Best. The quality and everything. So
Means has been very successful.
Yeah. Yes. Shout out to Means.
Yep.
Cool. All right. Well, this wraps up our episode 3 with Eric Kearney.
Thank you very much, Abby.
I said Kearney, right?
Yeah, but you're great. Kearney. Everything you do is fantastic. Thank you very much, Molly. I really appreciate both of you.
Thank you. And again, if you want us to shout out your local business, be sure to comment on our podcast so we can learn more about it. And stay tuned because Molly is going to give you the recipe for this wonderful cocktail we have been sipping on today, the Dabney. It is truly great. It's refreshing, but you can tell it's it's got some kick to it because Molly just never makes a weak drink.
No.
And we can't leave or end this podcast without shouting out our location sponsor. We are in the Vault at Richter & Phillips downtown, a family-owned business. Richter & Phillips is incredible from the moment you walk in to the moment you walk out of the door. They do have me in some earrings right now at this podcast and a bracelet. So shout out to Richter & Phillips and cheers, you guys.
Cheers. That was fun.
Yay. I can't get you, but I know. It's an air cheers.
It's an air cheer. You know how we are.
Yes. Now we down it.